Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So big news today. Supreme Court overruled Colorado and Maine, forbidding those states from removing Donald Trump's name from the presidential ballot. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So the left hates Trump, and it's going to use every mechanism it can to try to destroy the man. And I mean that literally. They'd like to see him dead. Yeah, they would. That level of hatred is, I've seen it before. I've seen it on the right, too, but now it dominates the progressive left. So last year, Colorado and Maine said, we're not going to put Donald Trump's name on a presidential ballot against Joe Biden because Trump led the insurrection on January 6th. Okay. So that was, number one, a denial of Donald Trump's due process. He's not been convicted of insurrection, nor has he been charged. Okay? The special counsel, Smith, is basically saying there was a conspiracy to invade the Capitol and Trump was involved. It's all bull, and it probably won't get anywhere. But anyway, this one is the ballot question. So Colorado actually went through a process where it's very, very left-wing court say, yeah, we don't need due process here in Colorado. No, we just take them off. And then in Maine, it was one woman. I'll get to her in a moment. And they said, this woman, she's not going to be back. Now, in January, on the 9th, that was 2 months ago, right? Here's what I said. Go. The Supreme Court is going to overturn Colorado and Maine. So to talk about it as a reality that Trump's going to be denied the ballot spot is a waste of time. That's why we don't do it here. Now, I'm not a genius. I've said that before. If you know the Constitution, the Supreme Court couldn't possibly uphold those rulings. And they ruled 9-0. It was a unanimous ruling. Now, it should embarrass Colorado and Maine, but it won't. I mean, those cranks, they don't care. They just throw anything they can at Trump. So, but when you get a 9-0 ruling, you should have in Maine an impeachment of the Secretary of State, Shayna Bello. She should be impeached tomorrow by the Maine legislature. That's embarrassing. Your state has been thoroughly humiliated by one woman. Secretary of State, Shayna Bellows. Colorado, I don't know what you do. Send all the people from California who moved to Colorado back to California, maybe. I don't know if you could deport them under the Constitution, though. So we always knew this was a bunch of bull, which is why you watch and listen to me rather than watch the national news presentations on cable and network, because those people, number one, aren't smart enough to know what the Constitution says, most of them. They have no blanket idea what the Constitution says, all right? And number two, even if they did, they're not going to say anything that goes against their corporate masters. Now, I'm going to give you the best example I can possibly give you. NBC News, the absolute worst. They're worse than ABC and CBS by a long shot. They run MSNBC, the cable operation. Here's what two of their pundits on MSNBC said about the ballot stuff. Go.
They have what they need to make the ruling, and there's nothing anti-democratic about saying insurrectionists need not apply, and it's in the Constitution.
Colorado trial court found as a matter of fact, after a trial on the merits, a trial at which several witnesses testified, expert witnesses, witnesses who were at the Capitol that day, found as a matter of fact that Donald Trump engaged in an insurrection.
That's just a lie. Okay? There was no defense put up in Colorado. Trump's people didn't have any access to go in and talk to the courts there. There wasn't any trial. A trial, you have a defense. All this was we don't want them on a ballot. We're going to bring everybody who agrees with us in to Denver. That's what happened. This guy, that guy's name is Glenn Kirshner. He's a former prosecutor, whatever that means. The first guy, former U.S. Attorney Harry Littman, he says, there's nothing anti-democratic about saying insurrectionists need not apply. Well, who's the insurrectionist? He hasn't been charged with that. Now, these guys get paid to spout this propaganda. If they were to come on and say, hey, there's nothing to this and the court's going to rule 9-0 and throw it out like I did, they wouldn't have a job at NBC. They never get on the air. You see how corrupt this is? These are mouthpieces. And this is all my opinion. Okay? I don't think I'm wrong. All right. Now, where do we go from here? So the Supreme Court understands, even the liberal judges, remember, Sotomayor, Kagan, Brown, they all said, look, the individual states cannot interfere with a national vote. Can't just do what you want. And doesn't that make sense? A fifth grader would get it. Federal government, okay, has the responsibility in the executive branch. That's not a state thing. Executive branch is the presidency, okay? The legislative branch is Congress. The judicial branch is the courts, the federal court. The states can't intrude on that. I'm sitting there going, these people have no blanket idea about the Constitution or how our country is structured. Federal law trumps state law. So yes, you can legalize marijuana, and 24 states have. But if the DEA makes a case against somebody smuggling marijuana from Mexico into the USA, they'll bust that person no matter what state he or she is in. And the state can't do anything about it. You could apply that to immigration law, too. And the left is doing that because they don't want Texas to put up its own barriers. So here's the hypocrisy of this whole thing. The progressive left supports, okay, states taking Trump's name off the ballot. However, when the Supreme Court kicks Roe v. Wade abortion back to the states to decide in each of the 50 what will happen, what the law will be, progressive left doesn't want that. Oh, no, 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 no. No. No, we can't have that. Can't have the states make its own decision about abortion, but we can have the states make their own decision about Trump on the ballot. Come on. It's unbelievable. And that's a memo. Kamala Harris stepped up to talk about Gaza. Roll that.
the immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire. For at least the next 6 weeks, which is what is currently on the table.
All right, well, you can agree or disagree with the vice president, but she has no authority to say anything, and of course, Israel's not listening to her. I applaud the USA and other countries for dropping humanitarian supplies to Gaza, by the way. I think that's excellent. They're airlifting supplies. You can't land, and no airstrips to land on, but they're parachuting supplies down. That is what should happen. Behind the scenes, if I were president, I would basically tell Netanyahu, look, the time for mass destruction is over now. We will help you pinpoint where these Hamas leaders are. Our intelligence agencies will work with you, Mossad, to track them down. But the time of bombing and destroying everything, that's over. Major statement, and you were justified in doing it. But now we have to shift into phase two, which is a methodical track down. That's what I would do. Not insult the Israeli government by going, oh, you have to cease fire for 6 months or what? I mean, 6 weeks, I think she said. She doesn't know what she's saying. AP poll, not a fair poll because it's the Associated Press, and that's not a fair agency. Democrat 43, Republican 38. There's no reason it should be a 5-point spread there. Independents 19. First question, do you approve or disapprove of the way Biden's handling his job? Total disapprove, 61%. Whoa. 38% approve. And they're the hardcore zealots. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove the way President Biden's handling the economy? Approve 34, disapprove 64%. That's the high prices everybody's paying right there. But Biden's going to tell you it's all in your imagination. It's on Thursday. Immigration, do you approve or disapprove? Approve 29, disapprove 68%. My God. And is Israel and Palestinians approve 31, disapprove 67. And then the final question in the AP poll. And remember, this is a 5-point advantage to Democrats in this poll. And these numbers are terrible, beyond terrible. Would you say the national economy is better or worse under Biden? Better, 29, worse, 57. So you would think that, you know, it's kind of all over, but it isn't because there's 8 months left to go. Now, I got a lot of mail about who's running the Biden White House, because he's obviously not. And I've given you some names of people who are in charge there. Jill Biden is probably the most powerful person, the first lady, because without her permission, nobody sees Joe. This is like Nancy Reagan. If you read Killing Reagan, you know how powerful Nancy Reagan was. But I've also got a few, but not many. So who's running Trump? Who's behind that campaign? Because Trump looks like he does it all, but he doesn't.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So joining us now from Austin, Texas, is Matt Makowiak, who is a Republican consultant and founder of the Potomac Strategy Group, which is a consulting firm. All right. So I'm glad to have you, by the way, because I don't even know.
Thanks, Bill.
who's running Trump's show, you know? Who's the most powerful person in the campaign right now?
Yeah, I mean, to understand Trump 2024, there's really two names that are at the very top of the list, and that's Susie Wiles, who's one of the most experienced Florida operatives. She's worked for the last three Florida governors. She's managing Trump's campaign. She worked for Jeb Bush. She worked for Rick Scott. She, yes, worked for Ron DeSantis, though not for very long. Moved over to work for Trump and is a no-drama, head-down, focused individual. Chris LaCivita is a name that some of your audience may be familiar with from the Swift Boat ads against John Kerry in 2004. He's been around a long time. He's a fellow Pittsburgher like my family. Chris is the senior strategist, and he's moving over to the Republican National Committee here in the next few days to serve as chief operating officer. He is a retired Marine. He's a no-nonsense guy, very tough, very focused, very disciplined. And I think the two of them together are working very well in a way that's given Trump a more organized, disciplined, focused, strategic campaign than we saw in 2016 and even in 2020 when he was president of the United States.
Give me an example of that. What is different now than 4 years ago?
Yeah, I think I'd point to two things. I think the first is, Bill, in all of our lifetime, if you had said a political candidate is, facing four separate federal indictments in different jurisdictions, we would have concluded that was the end of that person's chance to be elected to anything. They have really unified the party as GOP voters have rallied around Trump such that the entire presidential primary was really never competitive. But second is, if you look at the state-by-state leadership teams they've built, that they've rolled out ahead of these voting periods or ahead of his rallies, they've been really impressive. The endorsements, not just from top-level people who've been longtime Trump allies, but all the way down to the state legislature, they have built a 50-state organization. They showed that in Iowa when Trump won the Iowa caucuses by the largest margin of any Republican ever, 30 points. They even showed that in New Hampshire, where you have crossover votes with independents and Democrats, when they stopped Nikki Haley there with an 11-point win. And I agree with you. He is going to win every state on Super Tuesday, and he is going to clinch the nomination, if not today, in the next few days. And I agree Nikki Haley will drop out. So he still has his idiosyncrasies, his quirks. He lets it rip, as you know him well, better than most people. But he is demonstrating, I think, a little bit more discipline, a little bit more message discipline, and they're running a much more sophisticated campaign. Now, that said, there are some warning signs. They've got to get fundraising going. As soon as he clinches, they can partner with the RNC. They've got to get that going. He has huge legal bills ahead. Those are significant, and he has some uncertainty in terms of where that's headed, although he's had a good few months in terms of these things being pushed further back. And then he's got to get the party to fully unify. I think it's 90% there, but it's got to be 98% there. So he has a pathway to 270 electoral votes, which I think he does.
All right. The most important thing that you just said for Republicans who want Trump to win is that in the 50 states, the organization to get out the vote, which is vital, is much stronger than it was 4 years ago. That's what you're telling us, right?
It is. It is. Now I got to be honest, the RNC is undercapitalized at the moment. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Trump has basically taken the entire small donor fundraising base and he's made it his own. And the RNC's had some challenges raising money because they've had some difficult midterm elections and special elections all over the country. Some of that is the abortion issue. Some of that is just other unique things about those candidates and where those races were. But that said, I will say this, the team they're putting in the RNC is very focused. My Uncle Watley, the North Carolina GOP chair, is going to be the chair. Laura Trump is going to bring that family perspective and that knowledge as co-chair. And as I said before, Chris LaCivita, COO, moving in, making sure the battleground state organizations are fully operational.
They have to really get a strategy to counter the mail-in ballots and all that, but I don't want to get into that today. We will do that down the line. Now, Donald Trump's concentration span is short, okay? It's short. And he doesn't want to get involved with all of his state-by-state, who's running this state, who's running. He doesn't want to do that. He also wants to say what he wants to say. Now, I was on WABC radio the other day talking about Trump and whether his demeanor has really changed. You say it has. I'm not so sure about that, but try to convince me that Trump's demeanor, the way he presents, has changed from 4 years, 8 years ago.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, it's hard when you make statements like you say he's more disciplined or he's always the one person he always was, because as you know, Trump is both things. At times he can demonstrate more discipline and at times he can demonstrate less. I will point to a few examples. I think on abortion, while he has said he is pleased that the justices that he approved, that he appointed ultimately made that decision, he has also said that, that the position of the party right now on abortion is a loser and that he wants a national standard. So I give that, I use that as an example. He sees that as an issue that is hurting the party, that is hurting his chance to be elected president, to save the country.
Now, he understands so he is, that. He does understand
that's right.
that. But what I'm that's trying right. to get at is when the guys at ABC and gals asked me about Trump and his presentation to the American people, I said, when he does a rally and the MAGA people show up, it's like a heavy metal band with a mosh pit. He gets carried away with the hysteria, the we love Trump hysteria that is waving the stage and then says stuff to whip the crowd up. Stuff about Nikki Haley's husband calling Newsom new scum. That kind of undisciplined stuff, which then gets into the media cycle and hurts him with independent voters. He doesn't seem to be able to stop doing that. Just like a heavy metal band is, if you rev them up, they're going to get crazier and crazier. Am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong. And I agree. I think if he were more disciplined and more focused on the stump, I think it would benefit him, because swing voters are appalled by Biden's record. But the more he gives the media the ammunition to use his words against him, to make him seem unpredictable or extreme or whatever,
right,
it does hurt him. And look, swing voters matter. Swing voters are who decide presidential elections.
Absolutely.
I don't think turnout will be as high in 2024, Bill, as it was in 2020. So it might be more of a base election. But Trump has to make this election about one thing. Did you like Trump's presidency better for your life, or did you like Biden's better?
Sure.
And the more that it gets to that frame, he's going to succeed.
It's Reagan Mondale. I mean, that's the litmus test that you have to follow. And Reagan had no trouble there. All right. We really appreciate it, Matt. You're a smart guy. And I hope you'll come back from time to time as the campaign progresses. So very, very good to speak to you today. Okay. You will see an interview like that nowhere else. If you're interested in politics and if you are interested in, you know, the upcoming presidential vote, you just got a lot of information given to you. Now, I'm going to add to it a little bit. The people running the campaign, as Matt said, are very astute. There's not a lot of chaos in the campaign as there was in 16, because he didn't run ever before. And, you know, you remember Scaramucci, and that's not there anymore. All right, and that's strong. But I'm not sure about whether the Republicans in swing states like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, those are the two that really pop into my mind, can organize the mail-in ballots and all of that stuff as the Democrats, you know, are going to do. That's a key, and I'm not sure, because Trump doesn't pay attention to that. He just doesn't. I mean, he's more of a showman, and he's a big picture guy. Not a micro guy.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Suddenly, the Biden administration doesn't like sanctuary cities. After 3 years, now, roll the tape.
We firmly believe that if a city is aware of an individual who poses a threat to public safety, then we would request that they provide us with that information so that we can ensure that that individual is detained if the facts so warrant.
What a phony. Where were you for 3 years and 2 months? Well, you just ran wild with sanctuary cities and Biden. Ugh. Now, all this is because of Lake and Riley, 22 years old, murdered by an illegal alien, allegedly. He has to have due process. She was buried on Friday. No media, no cameras. But the minister who said the service at the Woodstock Church in Georgia said this. Lakin was special. She was a gift to anyone who knew her. Smart, kind, compassionate, and thoughtful. Don't even begin to scratch the surface. She was a loving daughter, sister, and friend. She had a gift for making anyone she was around feel comfortable and seen. But the most special thing about Lakin was her faith in Jesus. So even the dimmest American knows now about Lakin Riley and how she should be alive today and isn't because of the open border and sanctuary city policies. There is no dispute to that. Okay, the progressives can't say, no, that's not true, O'Reilly. That's the truth. If we had a well-policed border and the Remain in Mexico policy and there were no sanctuary cities, Lakin would be alive. And thousands of others would be alive too. Hundreds of thousands if you count the drug addicts killed by the fentanyl. But we don't because of the Biden administration, period. Media. This is a very interesting story you'll hear nowhere else, and we are proud that we can bring you stories like this. So, on MSNBC, there you go, all right, a woman named Heidi Przybyla, who is a Politico correspondent, went on the air and said this, go.
But the thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalist is very different, mm-hmm. is that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God. The problem with that is that they are determining are determining what God is telling them.
Okay, so this is the mantra of the progressive left, that there is no supreme being, okay, none, and that all our rights come from people in Washington or in your state capital, that the Declaration of Independence, which is written because the founding fathers believed there was a central force in the universe that wanted men to be free and women wanted human beings to be free. We didn't believe. That's why they crafted the Constitution to give individuals maximum freedom. That woman doesn't believe that, okay? Don't believe that there's anything, you know. And if you believe it, you're an idiot, okay? It's the Bill Maher secular approach. You're a fool if you believe in any higher power. All right, so there's a guy that we've had him on No Spin News, Bishop Robert Barron out of Minnesota. He pretty outraged about this. Roll it.
I think it came out last night. Heidi Przybyla from Politico was on MSNBC. It was one of the most disturbing and frankly dangerous things I've ever seen in a political conversation. She's going after what she calls Christian nationalism. But what she said was, there are these Christian nationalists out there who are claiming that our rights don't come from any, you know, human authority. They come from God. So can I just say, that in their enthusiasm, I suppose, you know, to go against so-called Christian nationalism, they're actually going against the foundations of our democracy. And it's a further evidence of this extreme hostility of the left now toward religion.
Can't say any better. I'm so happy we have. It's two things I'm happy about today. That we have Bishop Robert Barron, who will speak out, because most Catholic clerics will not. They're afraid. You're not going to hear anything from them publicly. He will. And that the Supreme Court was unanimous, 9-0, in upholding what the Constitution actually says. Those two things today have made me happy. Smart Life, one of our most popular segments, because it's all about you, not about me, about you. So there is a new study in American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. I have a subscription, and no, I don't, but I get information from everywhere. So the study, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, says drinking just 2 12-ounce cans of soda a week nullify exercise that you would do that week. Okay? Is that a Quebec City up there in Canada? 100,000 adults over the age of 30. So you can work out like an animal. But if you drink 24 ounces of soda, flatline. Now, I believe that. And one of the reasons I believe it is the unbelievable rate of diabetes in America. 37 million people are diabetic, and it's far more than that, because a lot of people don't even get diagnosed. They don't go in for the blood test. And in addition to the 37 million, which is 11% of the entire population having diabetes, you got pre-diabetes, which is another 50 million. People are just right on the edge because they're slugging down the sugar drinks. This is the worst, okay? You can have ice cream and your candy and pie and cookies in moderation. But if you're blasting down those sugar drinks, and that's iced teas, that's energy drinks, just look at the label on how much sugar is in these things. You're destroying your immune system. You're destroying it. And it should be on a par with tobacco, but the food companies are so powerful that they have crushed that down and people don't know, which is why the population of the USA is so obese. So people just don't know this. And that's why I'm on this jag. Now, I drink a beverage called sparkling ice. Okay? I don't drink a lot of it, but if I have, you know, a meal or something like that and I don't want water or, unsweetened iced tea, sparkling ice, no aftertaste. It has a sweetener in it. No aftertaste, and it's pretty good. Now, I don't have any interest in sparkling ice company. Just telling you what I do. I never drink, shouldn't say never, rarely drink sugar-laden beverages. I mean, because it's a killer. Smart Life.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Oregon, now, 2020, they voted to legalize hard drugs. You could walk around with heroin and fentanyl, cocaine, whatever you want, methamphetamine. Nobody's going to bother you. It's been a disaster. All right? So November 2020, Oregon passed, do whatever you want, you drug addicts. Okay. Yearly fentanyl overdoses in Oregon grew by 1,500% since the law. 1,500%. Between 20 and 22, overdose deaths in Oregon increased by 75%, violent crime by 17%. Oregon has the second highest substance disorder rate in the nation next to Montana. Montana is methamphetamine heaven. Okay, so now the pinheads in Salem, the capital of Oregon, we're going to walk it back. but they won't enforce it. I guarantee you they will not enforce it. So if you got heroin and fentanyl and all that, you're going to, I don't know what's going to happen to you, because I know the Portland, Oregon police won't enforce it. And the governor, who is another ridiculous person, Tina Kotek, is going to sign and get that hard news legalization out of there. Hard news, hard drug legalization. As you all know, if you watch the No Spin News and listen to me on a radio, the far left controls what Joe Biden does, the progressive left. The leader of the progressive left in political realm is Bernie Sanders, who shows up on Colbert last night. Go.
What is it that makes you angriest about capitalism? Because we live in a capitalistic system.
What makes me angry is the massive inequalities that exist. Look, a few blocks away from here, there are people sleeping out on the street. People are dying because they can't afford health care. And you got three people who own more wealth than the bottom half of American society. Nobody will ever convince me that that is morally or economically acceptable.
Now, Sanders believes what he says. So he believes that people are dying because they can't afford health care, even though Obamacare provides free health care. And if you're in the Medicaid system, that's state-by-state health care. If you're in a Medicare system, that's the federal. How can you die? Because you're covered. But Sanders apparently doesn't know that. And then he goes, the homeless people. Homeless people are there on the streets because the overwhelming majority of them are addicted to drugs and alcohol. That's why. They can't work. They won't work. They want to get high. It has nothing to do with capitalism. This is the land of opportunity. But Bernie Sanders wants a communist nation. He's a communist. He's not a socialist. He would seize assets, private property, if he could. And this is the guy that's running the progressive left. Now, according to a Harris poll, 25% of the American population doesn't want capitalism. And it's a growing number as people become dumber and less incentivized to work. They want the government to give them everything. So we're at a quarter now that agree with Bernie. Smart life. Okay, so Delta Airlines, and I like Delta, they've announced they're going to raise their checked bag fees by 17%. So if you check two bags, you could pay almost $100 just to check two bags where you're going. And all the others will file. They'll follow this. So U.S. Airlines took in $7 billion, $7 billion last year in airline check bag fees. That's a lot of money, $7 billion. So they're jacking it up. Why? Because they can't. And then you go and are you going to get your luggage? Well, 2,250,000 bags were lost or damaged last year. That's a lot. Okay. Worldwide, 26 million pieces of luggage are delayed or damaged. So if you're flying abroad, okay. Smart life tip, and you can thank me for this. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. You can send your bag, UPS, through the post office. You got to pack it. Got to get a little thing. You pack it up, and you send it. Okay? Two-day, three-day delivery. It's not that bad. If you send it to a hotel, you've got to get the name of the concierge, okay, or the head bell person, put that name, and you got to have them expecting it, but you can send it any way you want. And if you have a connecting flight, you're hauling these bags, and no. UPS, your post office, whatever, you can send it. Go in, they'll give you a little box, you take it home, put everything else in it, boom. That's how you do it. Smart life tip. Credit card late fees, they're killing. Now, this is a good thing the Biden administration is doing. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, finalized a rule yesterday that tells the credit card companies you have to reduce your late fees. So if a person doesn't pay on time, it's 24, 25% VIG, can't do that anymore. This will be challenged in court, I'm sure, but this is a good thing because credit card companies are gouging. You know, 25%, that's a gouge, that's extortion, that's soprano stuff. This is a good thing. Chubby people, Zoftig, all right, rotund. According to the Lancet Journal, which is prestigious health journal, 1 billion adults and children globally are now obese. 1 billion. USA, 44% of American women, 42% of American men, obese. For children, girls' obesity has risen from 12 to 19%. Boys, 12 to 22%. US ranks 10th highest in the world for obesity in men. Now, this is happening for one reason and one reason only, sugar. So you know who the chubbiest people on the planet are? You know where they live? American Samoa, that voted against Joe Biden, okay? And Micronesia and Polynesia in the South Pacific. Why? Because diets there are heavily sugar-centric. You would think that they wouldn't be, because you can grow fruit and vegetables. Now, if you're overweight, it's going to come get you. I've told you and told you and told you. All right? So I drink sparkling ice, and I'm getting a lot of good mail on it. I don't have any company ties or anything like that. No sugar. Got a sweetener in it. Okay? Try it. And there's other beverages that are decent tasting. Knock that sugar stuff out of your drinks and then cut the desserts down to 2 a week. You'll see it melt right off. And then walk. Okay, here's a final thought of the day. So I mentioned this earlier, I turn on Newsmax or Fox or whatever, and I don't sit there for the whole shows. I don't have time. But once in a while, I just cruise to see what's happening. 100% we hate Biden. Now, there are certain people who don't participate in that, but that's what it is, okay? And then the others, we hate Trump. Okay. Now, I am so negative toward Joe Biden that I'm sitting there going, am I in the same category as these people? I think Biden's the second worst president, and I back it up in confronting the presidents of all time. That's how bad he is. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about the poor girl in Georgia. And he does inexplicable things to hurt the country. I can't. I just can't. And I back it up, back it up, back it up. But it's negative, negative, negative against Biden. And I'm going, oh, I don't want to be boring here. And I'm looking. Once in a while, he does something okay, like the trying to get the drug prescription costs down. But he's just, Anyway, I want you to know that I am aware of this, and I'm thinking about it. I'm not going to be fair, because I don't want him to be president anymore. He's hurt too much. He's hurt the country. Not going to be fair to guys hurting the country. Be like you being fair to some neighbor who's coming over throwing Molotov cocktails at your house. Well, I'm going to be fair to him. Jeez. All right. I had to get that off my chest. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you again tomorrow.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.